A young friend met one of his other friends at work, and he says, "How long have you been working here?" And he replies, "Since they threatened to fire me." Labor, work, is not simply something that is difficult. It is not simply something that you do for money, but we as Christians offer part of ourselves in our labor. There is an old movie where a man says, "Will you give me a job?" And the guy replied, "I don't give jobs. I hire men. And men give part of themselves to the work, and I give them pay which is theirs. I give nothing for free. I don't give jobs. I hire people, and people work for their money." So when we celebrate labor, we should remind ourselves that in our work, we give part of ourselves, part of our heart, part of our being. We are not just purchased for money. But when we do an honest labor, we say to the person, "I honor you and I respect myself." Remember that time-honored phrase, "An honest day's work for an honest day's pay." So at the end of the week, we should look and say, "I was honest, I built the company, but I also built myself as a human being because I didn't cheat anybody. I didn't lie. I did with my body what I promised with my lips. I was honest to the person." The other little thought I would like to leave with you today is people are so concerned about a cure, about therapeutics for COVID-19, as we should be. But the overarching concern should be, how do I live? How is my life in this time of testing being lived better? How am I helping other people? The goal of the Christian life is never simply to exist, to kill time, to get by, but to have that creative force in our heart expressed in our life. So we often say as Christians, we should always be better. Repentance has sometimes a negative connotation. Repentance sometimes gets confused with punishment. When repentance in Greek means a change of mind, a change of attitude, I love you enough to become a better person for you. I love people enough whom I haven't even met to become a better person for them. The best way to prepare to be a father or mother is not to start preparing when the child is born, but to start preparing as soon as you can. In 8th grade, 9th grade, everything you do well, you are preparing yourself for people you will meet in the future, and every act of preparation and repentance should be an act of love. I am motivated not by my failures, although they may hurt me, not by my own inability to do something. I am motivated by the fact that in the future and now, I am traveling this life with people who need my help, who need my assistance, or at least need a gentle smile and a kind word that would help them ease their journey today. So when we pray the rest of the liturgy today, ask yourself, I shouldn't focus so much on the disease that we are looking for a cure, but I should focus on my life. How am I becoming a better person? It is never a time to rest from your own development of your personality. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.